their head coach, Walt Connell, joining us via the Paul Bunyan Communications Hotline. Walt, thanks for your time tonight. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You guys lost twice last weekend non-conference at Duluth. BSU played Duluth in the North Star Cup, beat them. Duluth seemed to be sputtering a little bit. They were not sputtering last weekend, were they?
Well, they played very well. I give them, a lot of credit. I thought they came at us the entire weekend and controlled the play, and they certainly deserve both wins.
Coach, you played Bemidji earlier in the season. How different of a team are you now compared to then?
We're still really banged up. We have a couple guys that are going to be, season-ending injuries, which is always difficult, and we just seem to be one of those cycles. But I can say when we played the Beavers early in the year, they were really good. They deserved both games. We wound up tying them, I think, the second night. But they played exceptionally well. I think they really have gotten their team going, even though they've lost some games here. But I like their team. We're in a real race with them for the fourth place spot. These are big games, important games.
When you have guys, Coach, that are out of your lineup, your identity has to change a little bit. How have the guys that you do have adjusted?
We got some guys do real good jobs. We put a kid in last weekend, DJ Vandercook, and a senior for us. He scored both nights. And I think, you can always, as a coach, you can waste a lot of time actually complaining and worrying about injuries. You have to have people that are depth guys. You have to make them ready to play. And if you're going to keep them on their team, they have to be guys that you think can help you. So, even though we have injuries, I don't spend a lot of time worrying about it. We just move ahead with who we have. And we have some guys that have done a great job for us.
After this weekend, you have Bowling Green and then Michigan Tech still to come in the final three weekends. Those are really big games. How do you keep the focus on the task at hand?
I think it's easy. I think that, we haven't had a great year here. We're a 500 hockey team. We had a great start, and then we got into the injury issues and stumbled a little bit. But our guys understand where we are and what we're playing for, and we just have to keep moving ahead. You're not going to back into any spots. You have to. Every night is a chance to gain 2 points in the league, and you have to move ahead and just take it one at a time and see where that takes you.
You've been through a lot this year, Coach. Your team's been through a lot with all the injuries. Does it make everybody stronger?
I think it does at the end, and if we can get a couple of these guys back and the guys that have filled in are going to have a little bit more experience, they're going to be a little bit better, and we'll be a better team at the end. I like us. I think in this league right now, everyone's good, and I think at the end of the day, it's the teams that put together they're healthy and that put together the best chemistry and kind of play as a unit, they're going to have the most success.
When the new WCHA started, did you or any of the other coaches know just how good every team was going to be?
I think so. I think a lot of the coaches actually did. I'm not sure. The thing that, and Bemidji's facing this a little, and we are here as well. I think the fans, kind of miss the David and Goliath thing where Bemidji's playing the University of Minnesota, or we're bringing Michigan or Michigan State or Notre Dame in here. I think the fans miss that. But what I think sometimes the fans don't understand or perceive is that you're playing Mankato State, who's every bit as good as the University of Minnesota. You're playing Michigan Tech, who is every bit as good as North Dakota right now. The level of hockey has not changed. The name recognition has a little bit. And, I think when our fans catch up to that in both cities and in many places across the league, you're going to see the league, the league flourish. But from a coach's perspective, looking at the level of play and the competitiveness night in, night out, we understood, I think, what kind of hockey it was going to be.
Well, thanks for your time. We'll see you here on Friday night.
Thanks for having me.